Hi, this is Everness Utopia, and this is the aftercare for the How to Rape Your Boyfriend audio, specifically for people who enjoy or specifically seek out content revolving around non-con. So I think this one is pretty straightforward to cover, but I always like to make sure that we are offering aftercare properly for any audio that is tagged with the rape tag. So I'm okay. I was quite happy making this audio. This was one of those audios where I turned my brain off. like when I improv, there's usually like quite a little bit of start and stop, but this whole audio I got done. It was like five chunks, like multiples of which were like 8 minutes long, which is a pretty long time for me to be doing improv. And I'm pretty sure I only like cut the audio because I like bumped into my microphone or something like that. Anyways, what I'm getting at is I really enjoyed myself while making this, and I am okay. Just like the character in the audio, I am safe. I gave full consent, and just like the character in the audio, who was grateful to the listener character for the experience, I am grateful that you gave this your time. Assuming that you did, and if you didn't, that's also okay. It's always okay, but you're here, so I've already gotten 90 seconds. So I hope you didn't walk away from this feeling nervous or guilty about liking it. The character, the speaker character, and by extension, like, especially myself, the speaker character is like very much into it. They have the whole conversation beforehand. I tried to do something in this one that I haven't really done before. I don't really know if I've like consciously done before, where I kind of just like told you in the beginning what was gonna happen in the audio. And usually I'm not a big fan of doing that, because I'm like, oh, I want them to be surprised, or like I want to take them on a journey or something silly like that. But for this one, I was like, I thought it'd be nice if they had the discussion beforehand. I think being told by somebody what they want is nice. Hearing about the things that they might want you to do to them is nice. And so I enjoyed it too, actually. As anybody who listened to the audio can tell, I got a little into it, and then that whole physical like grinding thing during that conversation wasn't even like really planned. I just got horny while I was talking about it, and then I was like, well, guess this is happening now. So I guess if we're gonna do takeaways, which we always try to do, right? Number one, like number one and number two interchangeably, like just as important. It's okay for you to have liked this. It's okay if you liked the screaming. If you didn't like it, that's also fine. But I mean, I hope you liked it. But if you liked it, that's fine, and that's good. You should be allowed to enjoy that feeling of, you know, holding somebody down or doing something to them while they struggle. Like, enjoy that feeling. You should be allowed to. I also enjoy that feeling, and I wanted to share it with you when I made this audio. So, I hope you liked it. And then number two, as we cover all the time, both like shouldn't need to be said, but also like cannot be said enough, like real acts of non-consent are not okay, right? And I wanted this audio to be like a positive example of like a good way that non-con can be handled, right? Like obviously, like, we wouldn't ever condone, like, an actual act of non-consent, but I think it's wonderful that the two characters in the audio in the beginning are able to have a conversation that says, like, hey, I want these things to happen, and I trust you enough to do them with me, to treat me in this way without actually hurting me, right? There are a lot of reasons why people are into this kind of thing. I don't think I'm into them for all of the reasons, because I'm sure there are a lot of people that have reasons that I don't, and I think I have a lot of reasons that other people don't. Like, everybody has so many different reasons, who's into this kind of thing, and everybody's different, but we're all here to enjoy it safely. So that's great. All right, let's see. We talked about having the discussion. Oh, and then also like the discussion at the end. This is something that I don't feel like I've done enough. I don't feel like I've done it to a point where I'm satisfied, but also I made a passing attempt at offering some Dom aftercare in this one. That's actually not in the tags right now. I don't think I'm going to tag it with that because I don't think I did a good enough job to justify it. But if you're the kind of person who enjoys like being the giver of CNC, that doesn't mean that you don't deserve aftercare as well. Right, just because you're not the sub doesn't mean that you don't deserve aftercare. I think both doms and subs equally deserve aftercare, and I think we have this sort of like preconceived notion that like, oh, when you like do a scene with somebody, like the person who like had things done to them like needs the aftercare, and I don't think that's true all the time. It can be much of the time, and probably is much of the time, but I think it's worth exploring and remembering that you deserve to be told that you did a good job, and that you are appreciated, right? As somebody who identifies as Switch, I think doming is not super easy all the time. I really have to like keep my mind on a lot to do it, and I enjoy it greatly, but it like takes a lot more mental effort, and I think people who are, you know, expending that mental energy deserve to be appreciated. So I tried to put a little bit of like appreciation, thank you at the end. I was like a little gone by the end of the recording. But I think for this specific audio, I think that's two good takeaways that are specific to this audio are that pre-scene discussion. I think that's the kind of thing that should happen a lot, right? And I know that most of it in this audio was like, I am comfortable with this, and I want X, I want you to do Y. But also in that discussion, like, it's also good to have a discussion of like, oh, I don't want Z, or like, this thing bothers me, but like, I want this other thing, right? I didn't really do it in the audio because it just like wasn't what was on my mind. And they had a safe word. I didn't make a safe word audio for this one. I am really busy and tired right now, so I didn't do like a mid audio safe word, even though it is CNC, but I'm passing that off as my character just being really into it, and the listener character doing a great job. So and then again, to finish the summary, which is now almost as long as part of the actual discussion, like, you deserve to be appreciated. If you enjoy this, even if you enjoy doing it to somebody, right, or the idea of doing it to somebody, I think it's good to make sure that we stop and we make sure that the tops, right, the givers are also being acknowledged. So, yeah. Again, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, thank you very much. This is pretty happy. This is one of those happy non-con audios. So hopefully like there's not too much grounding that like needs to be done, but I like to make sure that we offer just like, I don't know who we is. We is just me. I think we is a community, maybe. I don't know. That's a whole nother. I'm getting sidetracked. I need to go record the other aftercare. I'll see you guys in the next one. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.